Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we finished verse 25. Listen as we start verses 26 through 29 today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we start again today in 1 John chapter 2, in verse 26, and we'll go till we finish the chapter. So I hope that you'll follow along over these next couple of weeks as we finish chapter 2 and see the special things that God has for us. Again, I realize that about now is probably getting into late April. And if you haven't made your plans, you should be making your plans for your vacation. I recommend two places. Number one, Sword of the Lord, up in North Carolina at the Gospel Light Baptist Church, right there near Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And so I would encourage you to go there for that. It is tremendous. I tell you what, I've had people in our church go and they come back, they're fired up. If you think it's just for preachers, oh no, it's for everybody. So go on to the National Sword of the Lord Conference. They have an entire gymnasium of things there that you can purchase, whether it's Bibles, books, even some other things such as clothing. But various Christian colleges, you wonder about Christian colleges today, well, there you can go through and see what they're all about. So let me encourage you to go to the National Sword of the Lord Conference in Walkertown, North Carolina, near Winston-Salem, the last Monday through Thursday of the month of July. Now also, let me encourage you that if you're coming to Florida, that you're going down to Interstate 75, you go just below Gainesville, and get off in Ocala and come to Central Baptist Church. Oh, we would love to have you there. And if you do that, would you come up and introduce yourself and let me know that you are visiting us from wherever you listen to us on the radio, and just tell me about listening to our program. I'd love to meet you. So often I rarely meet anybody that listens to our broadcasts in other states and other countries. So if you're here, boy, I really want to meet you. Usually at the end of the preaching service, I'll stand down at the front of the church building, right in front of the communion table, and people can come by and shake my hand and talk with me and have conversation. I enjoy doing that. And so I'd love to meet you. I hope that you'll come and visit us at Central Baptist Church, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. And maybe we can even introduce you to some of our people, Dr. Mark Hopper, also Mr. Richard Bott, who breaks up these things, spends hours just working on this radio program itself, as well as other things, and some of the other people that are involved in this radio ministry. And I hope that you'll do that and do that this summer. We would love to meet you. Well, let's go to the Bible now in 1 John chapter 2 and verses 26 through 28. As a matter of fact, let's just read all the verses 26 through 29, and then we'll go back through each one. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. Need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. Now, if I gave a title to these last verses, 26 through 29, those four verses, I would title it Biblical Principles for Spiritual Victory. You know, for some people, it's exciting to watch when a team on, maybe it's their team on the college level, maybe it's a team on the pro level, and they're interested in that sport. It may be baseball, it may be basketball or football or some other type of sport. And their team wins a championship on that level. Well, after the celebration, some will speak on those teams of the road to victory. It included study, work, exercise, less sleep, but much self-discipline. It also had to believe in the system, then trust others with whom they work to accomplish the goal. They helped one another in trial and in understanding the path and keys to victory. Individually, on a team, one works as if it all depended on them, and yet they know that nothing's accomplished without the others, and so they want to learn how the others work so that they can do theirs within the system. And we know that if we go outside the system, it falls. It will fail. So, you might say those athletes stay within the system in order to win championships. Well, I think that too often there are many on the local church level that try to operate outside the system as it's laid out in the Word of God. Now, often victory is not won if you don't have a plan, okay? So, you must have a plan. But victory is not won by only having a plan. Rather, we must have principles that we are unwilling to abandon in carrying out the plan. Now, this text provides us with some principled steps to spiritual victory. So let's look at those steps. First step is found right here in verse 26. These things have I written unto you concerning them, which seduce you, or that seduce you. So the first biblical principle is recognize the adversary. Now you do have an adversary, and that is that old serpent, the devil. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 tells us that. He says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Now, Satan likes to use people as well as situations. So realize it's not the people, it's not the situation, but it's Satan working in them. And many times they're not even aware of it, how Satan's working in them. They think they're doing right. But yet you know it's not according to God's word or God's will. And so you're wrestling the devil that has control in those people's lives. Now, Satan has many devices, but he works most often through people. And usually those people do not realize they are deceived. As a matter of fact, they think they are very right. And so it's not a matter of their intention, usually. And we find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, where it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Now, I believe there are religious people in churches, even our good Bible preaching churches, there are people in there that are like Jesus told, tares among the wheat. Hypocrites in the church. They sneak in unawares, as Jude 4 tells us, acting like they're one of you. And the implication is they're not saved. We saw that when we were studying earlier, that they went out from us because they were not of us. And so some are unsaved, and some don't realize they're deceived so much that Satan, as an angel of light, his ministers working as angels of light, highly influence them and mislead them. And because they don't meditate in the word and obey the word, they go in so many wrong directions. So we need to keep that in mind. Now today, persecution of Christians is taking place throughout the world. Do you realize that the 20th century was a century of martyrdom? It is predicted that close to 45 million Christians were murdered worldwide through the 20th century. An average of 160,000 Christians have been killed every year since 1990. Now, that doesn't include the recent genocide in our new century that took place, for an example, in Syria by Muslim Syrian rebels, as well as in Egypt, as well as in Iraq, and Iran, and areas like that where ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood, and others entered in. Yet, for some reason or another, the mass media just kind of passes over that. I remember back when the wall came down in Berlin, and the Iron Curtain was broken, as they say. And they saw all these underground churches were finally able to come public. And they were asked, how were they able to stay there? And they said, well, we just trusted the word and we stayed true to the word. Now, many of those churches were appalled at the Western churches for how worldly they were. But isn't it interesting that we saw pictures of the jihadist crucifying Christians?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my